Time to get up.
It's time to wake up now.
I can't wake up.
I'm exhausted.
Okay, I get it. It's been a long week, a long, dark week.
Hey, it's Friday.
Happy Friday.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
You better buckle in, because the party is just getting started.
Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Have a great weekend.
It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning and welcome to a Friday, sweet Friday morning. Is all well this morning? Hey, is that a yawn I see?
No, I'm trying to make my face work.
Okay.
I've had problems speaking today, and when I'm, and see, like, and I'm in the wrong business for that to happen.
What time did you get to bed last night?
Like, regular. I just think really? That maybe something's misfiring in my brain. I watched a lot of television yesterday, so I think that maybe I need to, like, I don't know, do something.
You know, bang the side of your head a little bit.
Yeah, that's
good. You watched a lot of television yesterday, as did, like, millions of Americans yesterday. Wow, that was an amazing day, wasn't it?
Yeah, I also watched a lot of television at night, too, because at 7:45 Dirty Laundry Report, I'm going to do a report on the shows that made you cry this week.
That were not
counting
Washington.
Yesterday.
Okay, yeah, including yesterday. Okay,
oh, yeah.
We got Men from Maine coming up 6:20, 7:20 this morning. And, of course, LBF just mentioned the 7:25 Dirty Laundry Report. The Bell Buster today, it's all about corn mazes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is
a good one.
Wow. Thanks.
No, but like some, you know, like some, like this
some
is my thing.
Some are not very good.
No,
I know.
God.
I know. Hey, you know.
See, my mouth is not working.
I'm going to call a guy who like works at the corn maze and tell him that I'm lost. But I'm going to do it as Jack from The Shining.
So, very good.
I'm excited.
Excited for this one too.
Okay, we have a very important football game coming up this weekend. I mean, we're 1-2, friends. So coming up at 8:40 this morning. It's Friday morning football with Zoe. Scott Zolak will be joining us. Got to see what he has to say.
You know, yesterday I was listening to Zoe, and he was concerned about the way Tom Brady was throwing the football.
Really? Uh-huh. Why? What's he doing? Is it like wobbling like when I throw a football?
Exactly.
Sort of like that, yeah. So that could be a problem.
So we'll have to ask Zoe about that.
All this is coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Plus, Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is next.
105.7 WROR, the Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the drama to begin on Win a Grand in 60 Seconds because our player is on the line this morning. Our player is an engineer from Haverhill, Massachusetts, named Kareem Mayush. Good morning, Kareem. How are you doing this morning? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Very good. How about you, guys?
Okay.
We're good.
Good. Everything's good. So are you feeling confident this morning, Kareem?
Oh, let's try it.
All right.
Okay. Now, what nervous
kind of
confidence.
What kind of an engineer are you? Do you blow the whistle, or what kind of engineer do you do?
Automation. Building automation.
Okay.
Oh, automation. Good. Okay, so you're engineering things to take over everyone's jobs.
Okay, I understand exactly.
Good work if you can get it.
Okay, here's what's going to be happening here within the next 60 seconds. LBF will ask you 10 questions. Your job is to answer all those correctly. Remember, you can say pass at any time. And you have time left at the end. We come back, we pick up, get them all right. $1,000 from Century Bank. You got that?
I got that.
Okay, LBF, are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Let's do this thing. Let's do the game right now. 3, 2, 1, go.
Bell Pizza.
Go.
Spell pizza?
Pass.
What's the square root of 2?
Come on, can we? 4.
Where is the DCU Center located?
I don't know. Pass.
What's the new name of Dunkin' Donuts?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Who is co-starring with Bradley Cooper in the 2018 remake of A Star is Born?
Oh, yeah. Pass.
What character is Beth married to on This Is Us?
Pass.
In physics, what does PSI stand for?
Pressure, square, inches.
What is the capital of Minnesota?
Milwaukee?
Who is known as the fifth Beatle?
Pass.
Okay, Time is up. Time is up.
Okay.
Okay. A little tough. I'm sorry to say.
Sometimes the pressure is too much. Yep. We get it.
Pack game. Yeah. Okay.
Did we spell pizza?
Let's review it.
No, I don't think it passed on pizza.
Pizza is P-I-Z-Z-A. I messed up on the second question. What was the square root of 4 was the actual question, and it was 2.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll give you that.
We'll give you that one. Where is the DCU Center located? That would be in Worcester. The new name of Dunkin' Donuts is just Dunkin'. Lady Gaga is going to star in A Star is Born with Bradley Cooper. Beth on This Is Us is married to Randall. In physics, PSI stands for pounds per square inch. The capital of Minnesota is St. Paul, and Pete Best was known as the fifth Beatle.
Isn't Milwaukee in Wisconsin?
I think it is, but you know what?
Don't even mention that.
I won't.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Kareem, you're going to be eating well, because for you we have a $50 McKinnon's Market gift card.
You can shop
for McKinnon's Best Angus London Broil Steak for just $2.77 a pound. Tender whole chickens, just 77 cents a pound. And don't forget, McKinnon's has you covered for the game. With the game this weekend with Heat and Eat Wings, Super Nacho Dip, Tailgate Chili, and Homemade Guacamole. For McKinnon's, find them, their Super Butcher Shops in Danvers, Everett, Salem, and Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Enjoy the consolation prize. Thank you very much for playing the game, and have yourself a great day. Okay.
Thank you so much, guys.
Okay, thanks for playing.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR. Boston's greatest hits, 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LVF, Hank, and Brian.
Here, buddy, as promised, it's time for your 620 Men Film Main episode, so here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem visits Doc Sider regarding his birth control problem. When we hear...
Say, Doc, you know, I've been around quite a bit in my life. I fathered 11 children by 12 different women.
You don't say.
Yeah, and I think it's time for me to settle down, so I need to have me one of them operations.
Well, Lem, there's always one of them vasectomies, but that could run you quite a bit of money.
Oh, geez.
There is another way that'd be a lot less expensive.
What's that?
Well, you go home and you get a cherry bomb, light it, and put it in an empty beer can, and hold that can up to your ear and count to 10.
Well, no, I may not be the smartest person on Earth, Doc, but I don't see how that can work.
Oh, it'll work. Trust me.
All right.
Later that afternoon, Lem is home with his significant other, attempting the new technique.
Okay, Zelda, I got the cherry bomb and the beer can. I'm going to light this fuse now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, goodness, I run out of fingers. What should I do?
Well, why don't you hold it between your legs so you can count with your other hand?
Okay. 6.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR.
The Lorna and Wally Show.
And we're very excited because we have a first-time comedy guest here on the show this morning. Idea Rodriguez, who is a stand-up comedian, and she was actually born in Boston, but then she goes off to Miami, and she was like a supermodel, and I think that's safe to say, supermodel. You were with one of the big modeling agencies, weren't you?
I was with a big modeling agency, but the only kind of big supermodel I was the overweight kind.
Oh my gosh, no way.
Yeah, and that is why I stopped. I got tired of being hungry, and I said goodbye, guys.
Yeah, that's a hungry business.
I enjoyed, you know what it is to walk down the catwalk and want to eat a cat? Because you're so hungry. I don't want to do this anymore.
How do you make a
transition from modeling to comedy?
Yeah. Oh, because modeling is a joke. And it was very easy.
Really?
I just documented everything that happened to me while I was in that business. And I decided to. I've always wanted to be a stand-up comedian since I was little. And my mom would say, that's not for girls. Nobody's going to want to marry a goofy girl. And somebody married you.
So you were born right here in Boston at Brigham and Women's, right?
Yeah, I was. Yep. I was born here. I have family here. They're all waiting for me to let them know that they can come to the show for free so they can show up.
Yeah. And speaking of that, coming to the show for free. We can't get you that, but it's at Laugh Boston, and you're going to be here through the weekend?
Yeah, I will
okay,
be
good.
Here.
Tonight you got shows, one show tonight, and then you got two shows tomorrow night. Anybody who want tickets, go to laughboston.com. That's laughboston.com. Or 617-725-2844. And it's right over in the Seaport District of the West, and it's a beautiful place. Great club. Great club.
It is great. And it's, I was just there, actually. It's awesome. So when did you, so how long did you model? I'm curious how long you were hungry.
I started modeling. Well, they scouted me when I was like 14.
Oh, really?
What
was that like?
It was weird because I was still developing and I was, you know, I was a kid,
yeah.
You know. I was in and out of it because I was still very active in school and doing other stuff. And then I really started pursuing it when I was about 19, 20. Uh-huh. And then I stopped when I was about 25.
Wait a minute. Okay, you're like a 14-year-old kid. And somebody comes, is this like one of those, you know, fairy tale things? Somebody comes up and says, hey, I think you'd make a good model, and they sign you to a deal or something like that?
Well, it's like that, but when you have a Puerto Rican mom, she's like, she's not going to be a prostitute. Yeah, no way. I didn't raise her for that. And I was just like, oh. So it was a battle with my mom, as my mom never wanted me to do it. So I circled back to it when I got old enough. And, you know, I had a good time, but I was a clown. I was the comedian there. Mm-hmm. I knew I didn't belong there, you know. I was really hungry. I remember taping a Snicker to the inside of my leg when I was doing a fashion show, and I had on a white dress, and the Snicker melted.
No.
Yeah, and I got fired because they didn't know if I soiled myself or whatever I was doing was not acceptable for a designer. And they said that was my first time getting fired.
Really?
They should put pockets in fashion.
Yes. Yeah.
I was really hungry, though, and I just remember putting the candy bar because I was like, I got to eat something. And it was just... So.
What a nightmare.
I don't miss it.
Yeah, you don't miss it at all.
I don't miss it at all.
Okay. So, yeah, and you got kids now and all that
stuff? I do. I love my kids. I don't like them, but I love them. Yeah. And, I get to talk about them on stage every day. And, yeah, my comedy, a lot of it has to do with being a mom and my life. Looking at this world that we live in now as a mom, as we all know how it was before. And it's like being in a foreign land and trying to navigate two people through the world, not thinking that they deserve everything.
I understand what you're saying. Okay. Aida will be back with us coming up just before your 7:45 sports update. In the meantime, okay, special comedy guest on the Lord of Wine Morning Show, Aida Rodriguez is here in the studio with us this morning. And Aida was just telling us that she's a single mom and she's doing stand-up comedy. Man, how does that work anyway?
How does it work?
You know what? It was really hard. Raising kids in this day, though, I'll tell you, gave me lots and lots of material. Like I was telling someone, I was talking to my son the other day. We were talking about politics. And he was like, you know, Mom, I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm a Democrat. And I was like, you know what? I don't think you know this about you, but you are a dependent. You are line 11A on my taxes. And nobody cares what you think. You got a 2.6 GPA. So stop talking about global warming. You don't even know the Pythagorean thing. Shut up.
So being a single mom, you have lots to deal with. And now you have actually a sitcom in the works?
Yeah, actually, I'm in development on a TV show. And I'm working with the guy who did Overboard.
Yeah.
Eugenio Derbez. He has a deal at Lionsgate. And we're working on developing a show based on truth that people can relate to, that is designed for all people. And, you know, I don't want to do a show that's like about the Puerto Ricans because I think that that's just, I just want to do a show that everybody can watch and say, that's me.
Yeah.
And I am, you know, I am Puerto Rican and proud. So I will be Puerto Rican on the show. I won't be from Iowa, I promise.
And it's about raising kids when you're a single mom.
Yeah, raising kids, a single mom and a young mom, because I had my kids young. Like, I'm a third generation teen mom. That's how we do it in my family.
No kidding.
What was that like, being a kid raising kids, basically?
You know what? It was tough, but I made a decision very early on that I was going to do a good job, and I was going to break cycles. And my daughter just graduated from college, baby free. So we broke the cycle.
We broke it.
We made a decision. She and I high-fived each other after graduation, and we did it. And I said, now don't go do something now. Where, yeah. You know, I'll end up beating you and going to jail. But, so, yeah, I had fun. It was fun. I took the comedy, the single mom experience, and I wrote about it, and I wrote jokes about it. And so as I was raising the children, I took the comedy to the stage.
Wow.
And I got to get all that stuff out on stage, and then I just went home and was mom.
It was therapy.
Yeah, it's better than drinking wine.
Hey, Aida, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Aida's going to be over to Laugh Boston. She's there tonight for one show, two shows tomorrow night, laughboston.com. Have a great stay in Boston, and welcome home, I guess we could say.
Thank you so much.
Hey, okay, thank you. And let's go ahead and see what's going on in sports this morning. The Hankster's on duty right now. Okay, Hank, get us started. It's a big weekend coming up.
Yeah, quite a week. Red Sox wrap up the regular season. Three games against the Yankees beginning tonight at Fenway Park. Brian Johnson facing the Yanks. Jay Happ. The Yankees still fighting for that wild card home field advantage with Oakland. Playoffs start a week from today on the 5th at Fenway for the Red Sox. They'll play the Yankees or the Athletics. By the way, Red Sox lead 9 games over the Yankees. Sounds so good. You know what would sound good? A Patriots victory on Sunday. They host the undefeated 3-0 Miami Dolphins. It's the return of Danny Amendola to Foxborough. Pats 1-2, two games on her first for the first time since 2002. And it's Friday football with Zoe, the Sports Hub's Scott Zolak, joining Lorna Wally at 8:40 right here at WROR. Celts open the preseason tonight against Charlotte and Chapel Hill. Bruins host the Flyers in their final preseason tune-up tomorrow night. Ryder Cup action over in France, just south of Paris, the U.S. and Europe. All square, Le Golf National. Everyone is watching Tiger Woods and Patrick Reed against Francesco Molinari. Actually sounds like a nice Italian wine, doesn't it?
I thought it sounded like some kind of a pasta dish. I don't know.
Yeah, he's teaming with Tommy Fleetwood. They're all square after 13. And Sunday at 2 o'clock, the NASCAR Monster Energy Series Bank of America Roval 400 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. You can go to WROR.com for Brian Bell and Timmy G's Wicked Fast podcast. And that's a look at sports.
Okay, and Bell Buster's coming up next right here.
Yeah, this is brought to you by Citizens Bank. And today I'm going to call John. His kids, Brandon and Luke, wanted me to call him and mess with him. And he works at a farm stand. So I called as a guy lost in the corn maze, but I called as Jack Nicholson from...
Hey, yeah. Hey! Okay, stop that, please. This is serious. I don't know what to do. I've never had anyone in the past. You should have been out of there over an hour ago.
Wendy. Oh, I think I see my wife, Wendy. Oh, she's got my son's bat. Maybe I can just bash my way through some of the corn. Wendy, give me the bat, Wendy. Wendy, give me the bat. Maybe I'll just bash my way out of here.
Yeah, you're not right.
He's like, Louie, what is that? What is? I'm like, I don't know. What is
the Lauren and Wally Show?
We know that that's the original one.
On 105.7 WROR.
Hello.
The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
So I heard from Brandon and Luke, and they wanted to get their dad for his birthday. Now, their dad, John, works at a farm stand that has the corn maze out.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm going to call as someone who's lost in the corn maze, but I thought it would be fun to call as Jack Torrance from, you know, The Shining.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Let's see if he catches on.
You're out here in corn maze.
Hey, how you doing? I'm actually out in your maze right now. This is Jack. Who am I speaking with?
Yeah, this is John. Who's that?
Hey, John, this is Jack Torrance. My family and I are out enjoying your corn maze right now, and, boy, I can't really seem to find the way out.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me you're still out in the maze? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, you know, I came up here with my wife, Wendy, and my son, and a couple of his buddies.
Jack, everyone is supposed to be out of the maze, dude. What are you still doing in the maze?
Well, we can't really find our way out. I've gotten separated from them. You know, I figured we'd have a nice time coming up to your maze, because, you know, all work and no play. You know, you got to get out and have some fun with the kids.
Whoa. Jack, I mean, we're shutting down. I cannot believe you're still in that maze.
Do you think you might be able to, like, you know, open the door and just kind of holler out? So maybe I can hear you, you know? Maybe I can come
open
in that direction.
Door?
Yeah, maybe you can yell out to the maze.
Mr. Torrance.
Maybe I could hear you.
I can't believe this. You know what? I'm not, but let me get out there. I don't know what else to do. Hold on just a second here, man. Hold on. Get out there.
Danny!
Hey! Hey! Are you out there? Mr. Court! Hello!
Yeah. Couldn't hear you, John. Couldn't hear you, man. We're way out in this maze.
Well, do you know how many acres of corn I've got out there? I cannot believe you're in this maze.
Yeah, and I'm trying to find my son Danny. He's out there with his buddy Tony. I haven't found them yet.
Okay, we got a problem. I don't know what to do. If I should put you on hold, I don't know who.
No, man, don't put me on hold. I'm just trying to find my way around here.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I followed these two twins into the maze. They just wanted to play with us. And I don't know. I just kind of got spun around, haven't really been able to find my way out.
I've been at this post all day. I have not seen two twins.
Danny!
You know what?
Danny!
Hey, Mr. Torrance.
Yeah.
Look, dude, this is serious. I've never had anyone in the maze after we shut down.
Here's Johnny. Here's Johnny. All right. Hey, Johnny, have you seen Danny at all? I found Johnny, so I've got one of the boys. Now I'm still looking for Danny.
Oh, God. I can't believe this.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Danny!
Okay, stop that, please. This is serious. Stop that. I don't know what to do. I've never had anyone in the past. You should have been out of there over an hour ago.
Wendy. Oh, I think I see my wife, Wendy. You know, I think... Oh, she's got my son's bat. Maybe I can just bash my way through some of the corn. Wendy, give me the bat, Wendy. Wendy, give me the bat. Maybe I'll just bash my way out of here.
Yeah, you're not right. You're not right. Let me talk to your wife. You know what? Is she available?
No, but there was some weird guy in a bear suit I saw walking by. That's pretty strange. Might want to check on that, too.
That's freaking crazy. Listen to me real quick. You've got to find your way out of that maze. I got to get home. I gotta get home to my family, my kids.
Oh, your kids, Brandon and Luke?
How in the hell do you know my kids' names?
Well, you know, I heard from your boys, John, and this is actually Brian Bell from the Lorna Wally Show.
Whoa. What's going on here?
This is a Brian Bell buster. Your boys wanted to just get you with a prank call for your birthday.
You gotta be kidding me. Oh, they're dead. They are so dead.
Thought they'd give Dad a good heart attack.
Wait, you're not stuck in my maze, right?
No, you can close down the maze. I think we're good for today.
Oh, God.
But hey, happy birthday, and thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show.
Yeah, there goes my blood pressure. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lorne and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Well, good morning, everybody. And I tell you, as we mentioned just a few minutes ago, guys are finally on to us. They figured us out because they figured out that we guys all spend at least a minimum of 7 hours a year hiding from pretty much everything in a particular place. And, you know, hiding from your family, particularly.
7 hours a year?
At least. I think this is way low.
I think that number is super. That's not a week.
That's not a week. That's a year.
That's way low.
Okay. So I'm with you. I'm thinking this is more like 7 hours a week.
Yeah.
And it's a very convenient place that people, you know, you think, well, really, that I wouldn't consider that a hiding place. Oh, yes, it is. As a matter of fact, let me see.
Like, not under the bed?
Ron is, no, not under the bed. Ron is on the line. So, okay. Hey, Ron, how you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. So do you think you know the location we're talking about?
I'm guessing the bathroom.
You think the bathroom. Well, you know what, Ron? You are absolutely correct, yes. Are you calling from the bathroom this morning?
I am not.
Okay.
I am not.
Do you hide in yours?
Do I hide in it? It's a sanctuary. You close the door.
Yeah.
Nobody opens it.
You're right. You're
really? Yeah. You're lucky, because I'm a mom, and when you close that door, everyone opens it.
Well, that was when the kids were younger, yes.
Yeah, I guess. Well, so. I mean,
well
it's
thanks.
Embarrassing when it's like
thanks for
your
calling.
Neighbor.
Hey, strike a match before you leave, okay?
Oh,
have a great day today. Okay. So, you know, no, they say that... And I think Brian is right about this. They say at least 7 hours a year, but I'm thinking more like 7 hours, at least 7 hours a month.
I just don't understand it.
Why not?
I don't understand. First of all, there's so many other places to escape.
Yeah,
like TJ Maxx.
People can bug you there.
You know, I think Ron hit the hit the nail on the head when he said sanctuary, because it's a kind of a private place, you know.
At home, at work,
especially
sure. And man, what? I tell you, you get an iPad. And you got your DVR. You
That's
can
right.
really lose track of time.
You know, you can go through. You can accomplish so many things in the bathroom.
Like what?
Well, for example, you can, you know, while relieving yourself at the same time, you can research every team that the Red Sox are going to have possibility of meeting in the ALCS, including the winning records of their pitchers that you might face. I mean, just important things like that. This is.
I think that's where, I mean, really down the line, men and women are different. I think women treat the bathroom like a bank robbery. You go in, you get out as soon as possible. That's it.
And you really only go there like once a week.
But women, well, see, but women have a different sanctuary, and that's the bath.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you know what I'm saying?
The
bubble bath with the glass of wine at the
top. Oh, my God. Who? What woman takes a bath? I haven't had a bath since I was like five.
Yeah.
No woman.
My wife is on the floor laughing right
now. Yes, exactly. No women.
Okay, if a woman does that still, give us a call, 617-931-1057, okay?
You know what's the worst, though?
What?
Is when your toes go numb and they're looking for you and you have to get downstairs and you have to wait for the feeling to come back into your feet.
Yes.
There's something wrong with you guys.
You're right about that, Hank. That's really true. Okay, look. And here's the bathroom thing.
It's the fourth time you've gone to the bathroom today.
Give me a break.
Why is your instinct to escape?
It's not my instinct to escape from you. It is my instinct to come into the bathroom when I need to go to the bathroom.
How come I don't smell anything?
It's because I shoved an Altoid up my before I came in here.
Let me see then.
What?
Let me see.
No, I'm not going to let you see.
You're not going to let me see because you're not taking a poop.
I've been flushing as I go.
You're flushing as you go. Who takes a half hour to go to the bathroom?
John Goodman.
Oh, my God.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
What the f*** is that, bro?
105.7 WROR.
First, as promised, it's your Men from Maine episode, everybody, so here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem is out doing a little early Christmas shopping for his girlfriend when we hear...
Yes, may I help you?
I'm looking for a nice pair of gloves for my girlfriend.
Oh, all right. What size does she wear?
Well, you know, I'm not really sure.
Well, then, let me hold up my hand, and you hold up your hand and put your palm on my palm.
Okay.
Now, is your girlfriend's hand about the same size as mine?
I'd say just a little bit smaller.
All right, then. I think we can fit her perfectly. Now, is there anything else you want to get?
Well, come to think of it, I was thinking about getting one of them fancy see-through braziers.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lorna and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
The great bathroom hideaway getaway. And we got Cindy's on the line this morning. Hey, Cindy, so what do you say about the hideaway? Did your husband hide in the bathroom?
With the paper.
Oh, yeah.
He's old school, so he reads every little piece of article in there.
Okay, I was going to say, this
is well, he's well informed.
This is a generational thing. I would guess that your husband is older than 55.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, because the younger generation would be with the cell phone. Okay, nice. Thanks, Colin. Have a great day today.
Oh, you too, thanks.
Okay. Bye. Hey, John. John, what's what about you?
Well, I mean, yeah, I do hide in the bathroom, I guess. I thank God the cell phones and Facebook and Instagram, you can just sit there.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Wow.
And we were talking about baths.
Yeah, what about the baths?
No.
Well, I tell you, my girlfriend and my daughter both take baths weekly because they use a bath bomb. And God forbid, when you walk into that bathroom after they have a bath bomb, it's like, how do they even get clean?
Yeah. Right, I know.
Like those ones from Lux?
Yeah, they're crazy. But how old's your daughter?
My daughter's 17.
Oh, see, well, yeah, I mean, that's like, after kids grow up, go to college, you can take a bath again.
And they hide in there, right?
Oh, yeah, they hide in there, too. They're in there forever.
Ever. Hours. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Wow.
Hey, Jen, you still take those breaks in the bathroom, Jen?
Not... long breaks, if I can help it.
But you take a bath?
I love taking baths, yeah.
Really? How often? You do?
Yeah, probably once a week at least. And you know what? I'm a realtor, and people will tell people, you don't need a spa tub in your bathroom. You'll never use it. And it's not true. You will use it all the time.
Okay.
Okay, well, thanks. Yeah. Let's go old school.
Remember this?
The traffic.
I can't
read the boss, the baby, the dog, that does it. Calgon, take me away.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
The Lauren Wally Show.
Yeah, we're not going to take it anymore. We're not going to put up these sharks anymore. They finally they had the big meeting down in Wealth.
They did, okay. And they changed it. It was hundreds of people showed up. They had to change it from the senior center to the elementary school, standing room only.
Really?
And they were very passionate. Somebody got up and said, they're eating our fish, and now they're eating our children. I mean, and no sharks or seals are worth a young man's life. They're just not. That's what this woman, Gail, said. They bounced around a lot of ideas.
It was a meeting that try to come up with ideas, just what to do.
Right. So one of the things is that they're culling the seals, but I think people are not going to want to do that. Because I think it seems like the only solution, but they're not going to do that. That's off the table, I guess. More lifeguards. That, to me, is a little bit... I wouldn't want to be a lifeguard anymore, would you? I mean,
No, seriously.
Yeah, I would not want to be a lifeguard because you're, you know, going into shark-infested waters.
Normally, I wasn't a lifeguard because, ooh, that water is cold.
Right. Now, So that was another suggestion.
Okay.
I know they were trying to get, like, a shark hunt reinstituted.
Yes.
Like, that seems like it is right out of Jaws.
It is.
It really does.
I know. I guess we needed Quint.
Originally, I wasn't a lifeguard because, ooh, I might drown. And now it's like, ooh, I might get eaten by a shark while drowning.
You know, what did they do that? They do that culling of the deer at Blue Hills. I'm not suggesting killing seals or anything, but, like, they do it for other reasons.
Why did we just start bringing the deer down from Blue Hills and throw them in the water?
Beat them to the sharks.
The sharks won't be hungry anymore. I know. Maybe the meeting sounded something like this.
I just want to tell you what we're planning so far.
What about the beaches, Chief?
We're going to put on the extra deputies as soon as possible. And then we're going to try and use shark spotters on the beach.
Are you going to close the beaches?
Yes, we are.
That is awesome.
We're also planning to bring in some experts from the Oceanographic Institute on the mainland.
More than 24 hours.
Right. I didn't agree to that.
He's like, Louie, what is that? What is? I'm like, I don't know. What is
the Lauren and Wally Show?
We know that that's the original one
on 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, here we go. It's Friday morning, dirty laundry time. Let's get
You guys, I have the sad TV show report coming up, but first, I have really important breaking news.
Yep.
Gwyneth Paltrow is set to marry Brad Falchuk at her home in the Hamptons this weekend.
Wow.
I guess only 50 people are invited. Now, Brad Falchuk is a local guy. His family's from around here. And they had a star-studded blow-up engagement party for 400 in L.A. That was in April. It's a second marriage for both. And Gwyneth is doing this for the second time. And this is where she's like, I'm like happy for her. I'm really happy for her. It's great. It's nice when two people find each other. But then she gets quoted by saying this and her decision to tie the knot again. I've decided to give it a go again, not only because I believe I found the man I was meant to be with, but because I've accepted the soul-stretching, pattern-breaking opportunities that terrifyingly are made possible by intimacy. It was all good until the soul-stretching. I mean,
well,
who puts those
expect?
Words together?
Her divorce was like conscious uncoupling. What do you?
I know. I
mean, come on. What did you expect?
I mean, but I'm going to be a good person. I'm turning over a new leaf.
Oh, this is gonna
and
be
I'm
going to
be a good person, and I'm going to wish them the best.
Yeah.
Mazel tov.
Yeah,
have
right,
a great
yeah,
weekend. Okay. It's going to be a nice weather, all that good stuff. Now let me get to the most important story of the week.
And what is the most important
story?
Well,
it's fall, which means it's the new TV season, or what I like to call the Great Kleenex Chase.
Okay, so
everybody is trying to make everybody cry.
Hold on, cue the sad music.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I checked out a couple. Now, This Is Us returned for its third season.
Yeah.
Manifest is on NBC's on Monday at 10, and then A Million Little Things on ABC. First of all, This Is Us was very good, although Kate drives me crazy and she can ruin even her own birthday party. But I would say I would give it like a 4 Kleenex thing. I love Jack and, you know, he's dead. I'm not spoiling anything for anybody because it's 3 seasons in.
Yeah.
But that is the definite tearjerker TV show of the year and remains so. It's the champion. It's the greatest of all time. Manifest. It's supposed to be about like... A family that split up on a plane. They decide to take a later plane, and then the plane has turbulence, and they pull into the airport, and there are all these sirens around them because the plane has been missing for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
So
Wait.
Yes.
They land safely, but they've been...
And they haven't aged a day.
Okay, so this is like Lost on an airplane.
It doesn't know what it wants to be because it tries to tug at your like heartstrings, but it's also like a science fiction plot.
Yeah,
I'm
okay.
very confused by it. I give it one Kleenex, maybe.
Okay.
And
but
then,
of course, you know, new shows got to give them that second episode.
I know.
First episodes are tough.
And a million little things. This is the most confusing one to me. It's on ABC on Wednesdays at 10. And somebody called it 30-something reasons why because,
oh God.
Okay. because it's about a bunch of 30-somethings and they're all best friends and one of them dies by suicide in the pilot. You're like, what? And no one knows why. And then, you know, it's the funeral and all these other things. And basically the takeaway for me was like, all these people are awful and they're mean and they lie to each other and I don't like it at all.
So it's like real life then.
Yes, like this room.
Okay, good.
Like Twitter.
That's what I thought. Thank you.
105.7 WROR. Lauren and Wally. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Can you feel the tension?
Yeah.
Feel
I was
it?
Like, where'd you
Can
go?
Can you feel it? You can feel the tension in the air? That's because when a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air. Now, we have a gentleman on the phone who's going to play the game. His name is Mike Wheeler. Mike works at Central Jeep in Norwood. It's easy to recognize Central Jeep in Norwood. It's right on Route 1, and they have a flag there that's slightly bigger than Rehoboth. And so we got Mike with us on the line. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Who has the job of folding that flag for you guys down there? That thing is enormous.
We just keep it up there so no one has to do it.
Good idea. Okay. So, are you feeling confident this morning? You think you can win the $1,000 from Century Bank?
Woke up a little late, but we'll see how this goes.
Okay, very good. Well, here's your assignment. LBF's going to give you 10 questions in 60 seconds. You answer all those correctly, you get $1,000 in cash, Century Bank. Remember, at any time you can say pass, move right ahead. Don't waste any time, though, because if time remains at the end, you can come back and pick up anything you've missed. Are you ready to go this morning?
I'm ready.
Let's do this thing. 3, 2, 1, go.
What is 8 times 7?
Pass.
The golden arches are the symbol of this fast food chain.
McDonald's.
Spell tongue.
T-O-U-N-G-U-E.
What is Brian from this show's last name?
Bell.
Who is the CEO of Tesla?
Pass.
Vichyssoise is what kind of food?
What was that?
Vichyssoise is one. What kind of food?
Pass.
Ted Kaczynski is also known as this.
Oh my God, I don't know. Pass.
Who plays Murphy Brown?
Pass.
What does the J in JPEG stand for?
Pass.
In Mork and Mindy, where is Mork from?
Outer space.
Okay, going back to who's the CEO? Oh, what is 8 times 7?
I was going to pass. I'm nervous. I don't know.
Okay.
Freaking out.
It was the CEO of Tesla. I know, it's very difficult.
See, you know, people think, well, okay, how hard can this be? But then when the pressure really starts...
I didn't know any of those categories.
Okay, the stuff you know, you don't know all of a sudden. Okay, let's review for you.
Okay, 8 times 7 is 56. Tongue, you got a little tongue tied on that one. T-O-N-G-U-E.
That's a tricky one.
It's a tricky one. I tried to spell it yesterday, which is why I put it on the quiz today. Who is the CEO of Tesla? That would be Elon Musk. Vichyssoise is soup. Ted Kaczynski is known as the Unabomber. Candace Bergen plays Murphy Brown. The J and JPEG stands for joint.
Oh, I'm surprised you didn't get that one.
And Mork and Mindy. Mork is from outer space, but he's Mork from Ork. Yeah. I would have taken it, though.
We would have taken that.
Three right.
Okay, for you, we have a consolation prize this morning. And if you like meat, we got you covered. A $50 McKinnon's Market gift card. Shop this week. McKinnon's Best Angus London Broiled is just $2.77 a pound. Tender whole chicken, just 77 cents a pound. And don't forget, McKinnon's has you covered through the game time. Right. Oh, by the way, what do you think? How you feel about the game on Sunday?
I think we got this one.
You got this
Miami's
one?
Miami's good, though.
Yep, I know. They're undefeated so far. Well, anyway, when you go to McKinnon's, you can get the wings, super nacho dip, tailgate chili, homemade guacamole. You got the whole thing for you. That's McKinnon's. You can check them out in Danvers, Everett, and Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Hey, enjoy the weekend. Thanks a million for being a member of the nation. We appreciate it. Have yourself a great day.
Thanks, guys.
You bet. Anybody else want to play? You think you can handle the pressure,
it's
right?
It's hard.
Sure. It's hard. It is.
No, it's timing. And it's
log on to WRR.com and fill out registration, and you could be playing next here at ROR.
Okay, coming up next. What's the craziest thing you've called 911 about? This kid. wins.
Oh, no.
Really? Did he nail it? Hack is here. Update.
Nailed it.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
911, what is your emergency?
So
they all answer like that, don't they?
What do you consider an emergency? I mean,
house is on fire. Somebody has shot you.
Wow. It's all about really perspective.
Somebody's breaking in.
This 10-year-old had an emergency, and here's what happened.
911, what's the address of your emergency?
Hi. Yeah, this is an emergency, but I'm 10 years old, and I'm working on my math homework right now, and I can't figure out what 71 divided by 3,052 is.
How much?
What? 71 divided by 3,052.
3,052?
Wow.
Yeah.
I could try to help you. I don't know how to do that off the top of my head either at the moment.
Wow.
Okay, thanks.
One second.
The guy's doing the math.
Yeah.
Are you working on decimals or?
Asking what he's working on.
I'm working on division.
Okay. So it's, are you sure it's 71 divided by that or is it 3,052 divided by 71?
It's 3,052 divided.
Well, they really are super calm in all
sorts. Doing it on a calculator, it's 42. Because
when I help my son with his math, when I help my son with his math homework, it's like I don't even know how they're teaching math anymore.
Really,
math is
like long division is a thing of the past.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the guy was so nice to that kid. I mean, they weren't as nice to you when your phone kept calling 911.
Oh my God, this summer, right? My iPhone, I had a problem with it.
Yeah.
And the screen was not working. Like, I couldn't touch the screen.
Right.
But it kept doing that emergency call thing, and I couldn't turn it off.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh no, it's calling 911. So it picks up, and they're like, 911's your emergency. I'm like, this is not an emergency. My iPhone is freaking out. It's like, it's busted. And I'm really sorry. They did not send anybody out, and the guy's like, maybe not, don't keep your phone in your pocket, okay? And then hung up. I was like, wow, really?
Really?
Okay. I mean,
that makes you want to call him back.
Yeah, I was like, I thought they still had to, like, check it out or something, so I don't know.
Really?
Very strange.
Well, the kid really screwed up. See, what he meant to do was call 411. That's where you get your information.
Oh, very good.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Friday Morning Football with Zoe. Scott Zolak joins us this morning. So many questions asked, and such a big game coming up. The Sox are rolling into the end of a, record-setting season. So much optimism coming up for the Celtics this year. The Bruins are looking good. And ordinarily, we'd be saying, okay, going into game four, we're 3-0 with the Patriots. But this is, for the past 15 years, that's the way it has always been. But this could be, like,
God, will you just get Zolak on, please?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Zolak, how you doing?
Lauren.
My God.
That's the longest intro.
So what do you think, man? Is this a must-win?
I don't know. Did you know it was going to rain today like this?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was supposed to be till later.
Yeah, we had a clue. Yeah.
I thought like, it would be sunny and 70 today. That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. Yeah.
You watch that game last night.
Yeah.
I don't know if you feel any worse today.
I do.
I actually do.
I do. Yeah.
The Rams, I've been watching the Rams for a while, and they look really good now.
They're undefeated,
unbelievable.
Boys. Yeah, okay. So
yeah, they got some talent. Huh?
Yeah, they've been stocking up.
Are you saying we don't got nobody to catch the football? Is that what you're saying here, Zoe?
No, I mean it is early. I mean Julian comes back Monday, so he's going to play on Thursday night.
Yeah.
The big question is Josh Gordon going to play?
Right.
Or are they quietly keeping this thing, under wraps, and they're going to unveil it on Sunday? I don't know. I haven't heard anything. I would suspect that Gordon's going to play. I expect him to play. I mean,
even just to get out there to take some pressure off of Gronk?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, Miami's got some linebackers that can run. I mean, it's pretty much a blueprint through three games as to what you do against this offense, and that's double and triple team Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah.
So I'm driving in today, and I'm listening to our station, one of your sister stations there, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yep. Never heard of it.
And one of the promos is, Patriots attempt to prevent from losing their third straight. I can't remember last time I heard that. Probably when I played.
Yeah. You know? It's been a while.
No, I can't remember that either. No.
We've been in
going back
good
to the 90s, yeah. We were pretty good in the 90s, losing three straight. That was, right. You know, it was...
Now, I'm curious because, you know, Gronk's been in the news this week. And coming off of last week after the game when he kind of confirmed the trade stuff that probably Belichick wasn't happy about. And then this week he had to say, no, my brother doesn't speak for me. But he's got to be so frustrated, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he obviously is frustrated or else he wouldn't even have addressed that postgame.
Yeah.
That's not the way to handle things. I was stunned, you know, to know... Or to hear that he actually confirmed that's what happened, that's how it went down.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we were told by a lot of people around the organization it's not even close to what happened. No way that happened. You know, that he was going to threaten to retire. Even Tom Brady was like, you know, if he doesn't play, I'm not playing. So you have to worry, was that in play? You know,
yeah.
So there's a lot of things, but this is what happens when you lose. You know, things start to swirl around, and you know, the drama starts to come out more.
Yeah.
They need to win football games and make this stuff go away.
Yeah.
Okay, it's amazing what a win does, isn't it, Scott?
And do we?
Yeah.
Are they going to play a nice welcome back, Danny Amendola video or anything at Gillette?
I love Danny. He was really good here. He was big. He was the biggest in the biggest games, and
yep.
Hey, that goes without saying. You guys know how big he was in the Super Bowls, and they wouldn't have gotten to the Super Bowl last year if he didn't play the way he did in that AFC
championship. That's right.
So I'm happy to see him on Sunday.
Okay, so bottom line, can we do it this time?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're in a must-win situation. I can't even believe I'm saying that, but I think, you know, in a matter of 5 days, starting on Sunday, and I think when that Thursday night game is over, you could quickly, you know, find a way to win these next two football games. Boom, you're 3-2, and you're back in this thing, and people start to settle down. You got 10 days to sort of just sit back and get that mini bye, you know, and assess, you know, what do we need to do to get better.
Okay, yeah. One more question.
Because I know I heard you yesterday. You were even concerned with the way Tom Brady was throwing the football on Sunday night.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you're calling the game and you see things, sometimes, you know, you got to go back and look at it and say, wow, maybe things aren't as bad or as good as people tend to think they are. And you go back and you look at it. There are some guys open. You know, there were guys open on third down. And Tom would be the first to tell you that. He would down throws back because I think normally he hits those, you know?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Well, hopefully he starts hitting them this weekend.
Give us final score before you go.
Oh, my God. Hey, scratch and claw. This isn't about style points. 27-21. Play some more Phil Collins. Let's go.
Okay. You got it, man. Have a good one.
Thanks, though.
Okay, take care of yourself. Okay, we got the
Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.